Hey, it's Brittany.
Hi, I'm Jen.
Hi, I'm Mike.
I'm Wyatt, and we're Physosaurus Rex.
Okay, our first question, why do physicists think physics is a fundamental science, or is the fundamental science? And basically, physicists discover patterns and physical laws through experimentation. And in their experiments, they have to use observations and models to explain natural theories and systems of the universe.
I think physics is part of our rational intelligence. Our present understanding of the world is built on foundations of by the great physicists. And we use physics to solve practical problems and gain insight into everyday phenomena.
And we can gain this insight through observation. So basically, through observation, we can, from a hypothesis, right?
Yeah.
And we can test that to prove evidence, you know. And basically, we observe nature to see how it works. And once we understand how it works, we can use that information to make predictions. For example, learning how planetary orbital gravitational works, we can use that information to launch, say, a weather satellite into Earth's orbit to predict a storm.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think what sets physics apart is that it's not just a collection of facts and principles. It's really that it's the process by which we arrive at a general principles that describes the behavior of the physical world. And what sets it apart is that other sciences depend on biology and such, and physics does not. So,
since we're all kinesiology majors with emphasis in pre-physical therapy, the problem-solving method really will help us when we're going to assess injuries of our patients and determining the best process for rehab for that particular person, because everyone heals on their own level. At different rates.
Because like any other profession in the health field, you know, basically fixing a patient involves a step-by-step diagnosis to find the problem, when we have to use, you know, our knowledge to make a plan to treat that problem and so on. So,
existentialism is a philosophy pursuing the meaning of existence, and it shows that a human's life is insignificant compared to the massive universe. Big Bang Theory plays a role in existentialism because it was the start of a significant event that started the whole universe. Humans feel insignificant compared to the Big Bang because we aren't capable of making such a huge impact on human history or even the history of the universe.
See, as humans, we try to create meaning, you know, through our, say, religion or something like that. But in physics, you know, creation is explained through, you know, logical terms, you know, that, and, you know, they need more evidence than, say, something that would depend on our faith and religion. It would have to be something that, you know, needed evidence, for example.
Yeah, and since the Big Bang Theory, like, kind of denotes creationism, and it takes away, like, your idea that you're the center of the universe and everything revolves around you, which is kind of what existentialism has. It's what that suggests also.
So critical thinking skills are important in physics and in life because they teach us to challenge society and ask questions so that we can develop our own opinions and beliefs based on the evidence we've found to be true. When we question people and we ask why, then that helps us to create our own meanings of things and evidence for theories.
Yep, Mike has one theory.
Bloom's taxonomy. Well, basically, humans have a set standard of learning. So there's three domains in how, you know, describing how humans can learn. There's a cognitive domain, an affective domain, and a psychomotor domain. And, you know, basically our cognitive describes our mental processes, our reasoning, our logic skills, our affective concerns, our emotional feelings and whatnot. And our psychomotor domain has to do with our muscle memory and our coordination.
And since with when we're thinking about physics and the critical thinking and problem-solving method, we're really only concerned with the cognitive part of it, and Bloom created a pyramid for the cognitive section of his learning domain, and it starts out at the top with evaluation, and then moves to synthesis, analysis, application, understanding, and knowledge, and those are the ways that in which you learn through your cognitive domain.
And this pyramid is important because knowledge is at the basis of everything. And in order to understand and apply what you know and analyze it and synthesize it and then make an evaluation and understand something, you have to have knowledge, and that's your basis for everything in life, not just in physics, but with everything you do.
This pyramid is, it's actually the exact order of the problem-solving method that we have to use in class. If you're unable to use critical thinking skills, then you won't be able to effectively solve and organize the results of a problem that's assigned. The problem-solving method used in class helps us to organize our evidence and our results.
And this kind of plays in with our physical therapy because, like, all patients are different, just the same as all problems are different, and you have to be creative and learn to, like, analyze and evaluate the situation in order to rehabilitate them in the proper way.
Great. We're Physisaurus Rex, and this was group session audio recording
number one.
Okay, we're out.
What? Oh, it's still recording. 7. Okay.